Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G from Sports Entertainment Breakdown, and joining me here today is my usual co-host. He is the Vine Whip to the Bulbasaur. He is Dougie Fresh. Dougie, man, how you doing?
You know, I'm not doing as good as I was about an hour ago when I watched these episodes. I'm not going to lie to you.
kind of tear jerkers, right?
I'm excited because, you know, this episode we're doing this week is the first of a trilogy. You know, spoilers. where Ash goes on a bit of a catching spree, and
of getting all three starter Pokemon. No spoilers.
You know, and we are, you know, again, a little peek behind the curtain. We're attempting another batch recording.
Yes.
Of course, it's not going to matter to you because you're not going to hear next week until next week, which is a very meta sentence, but. So we just watched, I just watched, I don't know how far ahead you are. I just watched episodes 10 and 11.
I watched these episodes last week, and I'm hoping my mind is as fresh. Well, luckily we kind of watched these again as we're reviewing the episode.
Right.
So,
that's something we didn't mention off the rip. This is the 10th episode.
It is. Episode number 10.
And that's, you know, pretty significant, you know, for a daily show, you know. I mean, it's been 10 weeks for y'all, but, you know.
Thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
But let's do the fun part of this. And
well, it's all fun.
Well, this next part will be fun. So the episode in English is Bulbasaur and the Hidden Village. Wow. Okay. Bulbasaur and the Hidden Village. Now, if I'm having a problem saying this in English, just watch me try to say this some bitch in Japanese. It is translated as Fuji Giden of the Hidden Village. Now, a bunch of people are probably yelling into their phones or however you're listening to this podcast going, it's pronounced like this. Well, son of a bitch, I'm sorry. that's my best.
Better not be yelling into their phone. They're going to activate fucking Siri or Alexa or something.
Oh, for real?
I don't know. What's on the Sam? What's the Samsung voice activated?
Oh, the Samsung? It's Hey Google.
Oh, okay. They're integrated with Google. Gotcha.
Yes. So, and funny story, and this is the podcast, everyone. We have Alexas, Amazon Alexas all throughout my house. And, not
humble
only,
brag.
What's up?
Humble brag.
Shut up. So we have the Alexas, and not only that, but we have these things called Fire TV cubes, and those are Alexas as well. So we have there's an Alexa in each room of this house. And the reason we have that is because we have Ring doorbell. You press a doorbell, we can hear it throughout the entire house without having to wire the entire house. Yay for wireless. So me and my wife, Sensational Steph, have a goddaughter whose name is Alexa. So, of course, we talk about her a lot in our house because she's our goddaughter. So every time we talk about her, we have to make sure that all of our Alexas have, like when we're not using the Alexas, we have a red button that is the mute button, because some bitch, if we get into a real conversation and it has to do about our goddaughter, like all the Alexas are going off. And Alexa pissed me off the other day, and this will tell you when we're recording. I guess early last week, it was Beyonce's birthday for some odd reason.
Mean it was for some reason?
No. Let me finish my sentence. So for some odd reason, my Alexa thought it was nice to wake up everybody in the house at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. with no alarm set, just to say, hey, today is Beyonce's birthday. Why don't you join me in a nice little sing-along? And then all of a sudden, single ladies
yes.
play throughout my oh. entire
I was
house.
Hoping it was single ladies. I was hoping I was hoping for single ladies. I had like my fingers were crossed. It has to be single ladies, right? Because
but why? Like, I didn't ask. Like, what if you don't like freaking Beyonce?
You're not like, human.
But single ladies played throughout my entire house. So I wake up. Me and Sensational Steph are just staring each other down in the bed like, what the fuck is going on? And I literally have to run, unplug the Alexa, because for some odd reason, the music was playing over my voice, so Alexa didn't hear me. So I had to run, unplug. I had to run in my daughter's room. My daughter is now crying in her, I'm like, fuck you, Alexa. And I had to go in her room and unplug the Alexa out of her room. I'll plug it out of my son's room. My son was like, is it school time? And I was like, not yet. And then he fell back asleep. Luckily, he has no other words.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. So you said it was Beyonce's birthday the other day. So I was like, all right, it has to be within the last couple days. I fucking share a birthday with her.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no fucking clue.
So I had to run throughout the house. And then not only am I unplugging, so I unplugged it from the kitchen, from my son's room, from our bedroom, from our daughter's bedroom. But then I forgot there was one downstairs underneath our bedroom. So I finally go back into our bedroom. And as I get back into bed, all I'm hearing is, oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. And I'm like, I was like, I unplugged this thing. I was like, where? And then Steph was like, it's in the basement, isn't it? I was like, you go unplug it. She's like, I ain't going to unplug it. You unplug it. I was like, son, bitch. So I got up, ran downstairs, cold cement floor to come and unplug this thing. By the time I got to it, the song's basically over. But oh my gosh, that was so annoying.
Need you a pair of slippers?
Oh, I have slippers, but I was just so mad that I ran past my slippers just to go and unplug this thing. I have two slippers, actually. I got memory.
Well, so do I.
I got memory foam slippers.
I have two as well. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Shut up. So that's the funny story of the day. But
so this is the part of the podcast where I say, because we share a birthday, everybody with the September 4th birthday gets an alert and says, if we all get together, we can send Beyonce to everybody. And we do, because, you know, she's Queen Bey, and, you know, whatever she wants, she gets. So we all signed a waiver. Yeah, shut up. So we all signed a waiver, and it says everybody with an Alexa gets single ladies on her birthday. And I don't have an Alexa, so I unfortunately missed out on the fun.
Yeah, you have Siri or whatever the Apple version is.
Well, it's Siri, and then I think it's like Apple Home is the product.
Awesome.
But I don't go in for all that.
So, all right, everybody, but you came to listen to Pokemon. So what we like to do on a weekly basis is we like to tell events that have happened on the day that the episode aired. So this episode aired in Japan on June 3rd of 1997, and here in the United States on September 21st, 1998. So we're going to go with the U.S. date, and I'm going to graciously go first on this one, Doug. So, because I know yours is better. So on this day in 2004, Green Day released their album, American Idiot.
Which, good. Of course, had the title track of American Idiot, which was everywhere.
Yes, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing that damn song.
I mean, that was fucking
high school for us.
I mean, what it had to be, right?
Yeah. Especially for me. I was an American idiot. We don't have that kind of time, Doug. So we're gonna move on. Man,
that's another episode.
So yes,
that's a great album. You know, American Idiot was the title track. You also had Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Wake Me Up When September Ends. You know,
a good fucking
record.
So
2004. Right. Yeah, this would have been freshman year.
Yep, the start of freshman year.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Wow. Actually, this is the start of freshman year because we went back to school at the end of August and we're recording this at the beginning of September. So this came out right when we were freshmen. Awesome. Wow. Man, we're old.
Jesus Christ.
So, all right. So that was my day, but we'd like to give two. So me and Doug pick one apiece. So Doug, why don't you tell your nice date?
So on this date in 1955.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rocky Marciano had his last title defense against Archie Moore. And he won that fight by... Okay, why did it... If you go to the bottom of the table, that should be the end of it, right? No, that's the start. So he won that fight by knockout in the 9th round, 1 minute and 19 seconds in. And that was and he finished his career at a perfect 49-0, 43 of those fights being by
knockout.
And of course, that record stood, I believe, until Mayweather.
Yes, Mayweather was the one that beat it. But I really don't. And people are gonna shit all over me. I don't think Mayweather's is as good as his because Mayweather kind of picks and chooses who he's gonna fight, so he knows that he's gonna win that damn fight. And I'm honestly skeptical that some of his fights aren't fixed.
Well, especially that last one.
Yeah, with McGregor.
So. Well, are we counting that?
Yeah, you got to count that because that's the one that everyone thinks is fixed and just it was a good fight. It was entertaining.
It was a fight.
Yeah, it was a fight because you had McGregor trying to do UFC moves in a boxing match.
I'll remember that fight not like it was hella memorable, but I just remember poor McGregor was fucking in the deep end real quick.
So, oh yeah, I did have everyone over to watch that fight. That was
good fight. And you were fucking having a hell of a time managing the Showtime app or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't just me. So
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was absolutely was not.
So all right, but okay. So good old Dougie Doug. Would you like to take a wild guess as to who that Pokemon is for this good old episode of Bulbasaur and the Hidden Village?
Squirtle.
Oh, you're close. You wanna try it again?
Oh shit. If it's not Squirtle, it has to be Charmander.
Yes.
Ah.
No, I'm joking.
Wouldn't that be some shit if they just switched up the next three? Like that Charmander, and then Squirtle, and then Bulbasaur, just to fuck with people?
Yeah, just to mess with us. Like, have this episode be Squirtle, have the next one be Bulbasaur, and then on the last one, have it be Charmander. There you go. I had to think about it.
That's how I would have done it.
So, all right, but yes, the who's that Pokemon of this episode is indeed Bulbasaur. So let's go ahead and start diving into this episode. And it's a tearjerker, everybody. So grab your tissues.
It's a tearjerker, but maybe the next episode had a little bit more of an impact just based on the fact of how closely I watched them together. I mean, there was definitely some moments in this one.
Yeah.
But this
I'm sorry.
Well, no, this one was just kind of, it was sweet more than anything when you get down to it.
Yeah, it was. So we start this episode, as we do every episode, with Ash, Pikachu, Misty, and Brock walking through high grass on their way to the next town so Ash can go and get his third gym badge.
Yes, but they've been walking for, according to context, they've been walking apparently forever.
Yes.
And
but what's funny about this is, because it's an ongoing joke, Ash is saying that they're almost there, and Misty was like, you said that about an hour ago, and they're lost.
Right. And, you know, I kind of got like typical like male like tendencies, like, oh, don't ask for directions or anything. But then I kind of thought about it. I was like, who would they ask? They're out in this forest by themselves.
Well, I blame Ash, because at the beginning of this episode, Misty was like, we were on a good road. We were on an actual road, but you wanted to go and take a shortcut, and now we're lost.
Right, and Ash doesn't, like, try to back out of it. So, yeah. I but, see, it was, it, well, I don't know if they put things to Democratic votes, but.
Well, Misty's going off because Misty wants to finally sit down. She wants to rest, and Ash is like, who the hell said we're lost? And she said, well, we are lost because you don't know where we are. And Brock is right there in the middle to kind of mediate these two.
It's a kids, you're both awful.
So we have the title of the episode at this point. And we go off, and the next scene, we see the three gang sitting on some rocks trying to map out where they're going to go and find out where the hell they are.
Right. And that's when we come across a Pokemon we have yet to see.
Oddish.
We come across, yeah, Oddish. Not Bulbasaur right away. You would think, if you're watching this for the first time, you would think, oh, this, no, we don't, a couple more minutes.
So, yes, where they sit, there's a little spring of water, and there's a wild Oddish that had walked over and starts licking the water, because Oddish doesn't have any hands yet, because Oddish doesn't get hands until it evolves.
Right.
So, of course, Ash has to poke out his good old Pokédex at this point to find out what kind of Pokemon this is. But you want to know the kicker that I found out in a future episode?
What do you got?
So, it's funny. So, Gary is out there.
Fucking everybody.
Yeah, just getting all these Pokemon. And he strategizes with his Pokemon, but he's very good at catching Pokemon. So Ash, on the other hand, Ash has seen more Pokemon, but Gary has more Pokemon. And Gary said, and it was on one of the episodes over by the Indigo League, he was like, he's like, so you basically take out your Pokedex for every single Pokemon that you come across. As for me, I don't do that. I battle and I catch my Pokemon and I learn about them afterwards.
Which, fair is the better strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Once you catch them, you have all the time in the world to learn shit about them.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that I had not thought about it like that.
But at this point, Misty says that she wants to catch this Pokemon, and her rationale is because...
is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I paused the episode. I'm in the house. Me and the dog were sitting there watching, and I paused the episode. I'm talking to the dog. This is how you know. I'm like, does this bitch really think just because she's a water Pokemon trainer and because the motherfucker was taking a drink, that, like, no, I almost walked away.
Yes, everybody. So Misty is a water Pokemon trainer, but thinks that Oddish is cute. So she thinks that she gets the Pokemon because Oddish is next to water. Next
to water.
Drinking the water. And Ash is like, well, I saw the damn Pokemon first.
Again, fair. I almost walked away. I was like, can I just skip this episode? I'll just start Charmander now and come back. Like, I was like, that's fucked. Like,
and then Misty jumps in front of Ash and sends out her fucking Starmie. Doesn't she have a Staryu? Didn't we just go over this? Why the fuck does she need to use a Starmie on a damn Oddish?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the Starmie's getting the shit end of the stick.
I think that's gonna be the
that's the gag.
Yeah, the gag. So Starmie does water gun, freaking knocks Oddish the hell out.
Yeah, Oddish was done pretty much as soon as she threw Starmie out. And oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can go. My bad.
No, and then, you know, she threw her Pokeball and whip. All of a sudden it's just whack. That's odd.
Well, what the hell happened?
And then
I see what you did there.
I wasn't going to do it. I was like, well, it's right fucking there. And then you see a Bulbasaur. And Ash, well, and I don't love doing this, but they present them to me so frequently. Ash has a moment where he's like, what the fuck is that? And then it's like he blinks, and then he goes, oh, it's a Bulbasaur. Like, wouldn't you know, like, as much film as he apparently watches, wouldn't he know a Bulbasaur? Like, and of course he pulls out his fucking Pokédex.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's one of the starters. Like,
yeah, and he went there, and he originally wanted a Charmander, okay?
Right, and we'll cover that again next episode.
Yes, so he wanted a Charmander as his starter Pokemon, but his second starter Pokemon that he wanted was a fucking Bulbasaur. Like, how the hell do you not know what this damn Pokemon is?
Especially those three, like, because what was it, the welcome video or whatever?
Yes.
Because his mom was like, well, if you're going to stay up, watch this. And, like, I assume that was on for at least a half an hour, talking about the three. So he would know those without having to bring out his Pokédex and learn some bullshit random fact.
Yeah.
It's a nice fact, you know, about the bulb on his back. And, you know, that's fine.
I'd fucking die if Ash was one of those trainers where he's in the middle of an Indigo battle, and then it's like, oh, I haven't seen that Pokemon, and whips out his damn Pokedex in the middle of a battle to find out what that Pokemon is.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, this is the part where Starmie gets the shaft, and at this point, Bulbasaur is pissed, defending Oddish, and goes and tackles the mess out of Starmie. And Misty runs over, and in this freeze frame that I have on my computer right now, I always thought that Starmie was like this, like, stiff Pokemon. Like, the Pokemon's just stiff, and it doesn't bend or anything besides the head that squirts out the water.
Okay, no, this... come on now. Come on.
So.
Jesus, fuck.
I actually didn't do that one.
Bullshit.
So anyway, the freeze frame that I'm on right now, the dead Starmie has all of his legs just all sorts of bent and out of shape and just, nah.
Be ashamed of yourself. So then Ash goes, well, you're taken care of. I'm going to call out Butterfree and we're going to get this sorted out. And then Butterfree uses sleep powder or whatever. Forgive me if I don't get the fucking... But that's what it was.
Yes.
And Bulbasaur is on some, like, A1 gangster shit. Because he just says, Habu! And he fucking pulls in a breath and blows it back at Butterfree and knocks Butterfree out with his own damn powder. Like,
like just out of nowhere, just takes in a deep breath and just goes and freaking kills Butterfree. Like Butterfree and Starmie need to stop battling at this point. Like they never win. Like Ash, you need to train your Pokemon.
Well, and that's what it breaks down to, right? And I mean, you know, the last couple episodes, we basically had trainers call out Ash for his suspect training methods, and he kind of laughs it off, and you can kind of excuse it as a viewer because you're like, well, he is fucking 10. But you're 100% right, because especially as Butterfree is concerned, because Butterfree is the final evolutionary stage, like just by virtue of the fact that he had to evolve twice, he should be stronger than
he's at. Hell. Like, he had a strong Caterpie. Do we not remember Caterpie being strong as hell when he caught it?
Right. So, I mean, there's definitely some lax training methods for old Mr. Ketchum.
Exactly. So at this point, Butterfree is going to sleep and Bulbasaur comes out and just tackles the mess out of Butterfree. Like, why did Bulbasaur have to tackle a sleeping Butterfree? Like, yeah. Butterfree is already sleeping, and you're defending a Pokemon that's obviously weak. So, I don't know. That part, I didn't get Bulbasaur's rationale for that.
Yeah, you get DQ'd for that shit in MMA. You can't be.
So, but he goes and tackles Butterfree, knocks Butterfree out, giving Oddish the go to run away into the bushes. And Ash goes and runs over to his Butterfree, and Bulbasaur and Oddish are now gone.
And then Ash throws a hissy fit, which, you know,
I almost had him.
You know, it's a hissy fit, but it's warranted because, you know, Ash was going for Oddish and then he pivoted. So he, in the span of like 5 minutes, he could have had two Pokemon. He got nothing. And he's now he's got a sleepy Butterfree.
You know, I blame Misty.
Well, yes and no. Because he had a fair shot once Bulbasaur dealt with Starmie.
No, he could, I think it should have been a coin flip. I think they both should have thrown Pokeballs at Oddish, and I'm sure one of them would have gotten it.
Well, I don't know about all that.
But we now continue. After Ash's hissy fit, they go and start walking across a bridge. Now, I don't know if I'm you, but Ash and the gang have really bad luck when it comes to bridges in Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, judging by the 9+ episodes we've watched up to this point.
So they're walking across the bridge and continuing their journey, and the bridge breaks on one side. So Ash is now holding on to one side of the rope as the bridge is over some water. Misty is right next to him. And where's Brock? Brock fell, right?
Brock's on the other end, but he falls pretty quickly once the bridge comes loose.
Yeah.
So at that particular moment, Brock falls into the water.
We don't know what the hell happens to Brock.
Yeah, Brock's gone. Like, the fucking current takes him real quick. And then, so we have this moment where Misty's like, Ash, you have to hold on. And it's not looking good. And then all of a sudden we cut and they're on the other side.
Yes.
So it's like, obviously we weren't supposed to be too concerned.
And they're on the other side. So this whole time that they were getting to this other side, were they not really concerned about Brock anymore? Because once they got to the other side, they're like, oh, Brock. And then they go out and start looking for him.
Well, I think at that point, it's like, all right, let's us get on some dry land here. And then we can start. Because if they all fell in, it wouldn't have mattered where Brock was.
Well, they all would have been at the same place.
Well, yes. Yeah, so you don't know.
So,
you know, spoiler alert, but that woman that came by was probably just strong enough to get Brock. I don't think she could have gotten the other two.
I know. So they start going on their adventure again to go and find Brock because Brock's dumb butt fell into some water. I'm joking, joking, everybody. So as they're walking, Misty falls into a hole that just happened to be there. And then they get trapped in a net. Like and at this point, in my head, I would think, okay, this is a doing of Team Rocket.
Right, and I think you'd be fair with that assumption.
But for once, it's not.
For once.
So at this point, they're in the net, and here comes Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur just walks over, sees them in the net, and then just starts backing away and walking away.
He's like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker, you're in a net.
And then Ash just throws a fit.
He's like, I want a battle, not help me out, not call somebody for help. I want a battle. It's like, okay, you're going to battle a Pokemon in a net. Grow up.
Exactly. So no, not only is your friend still missing, but you want to go and catch a Pokemon while your friend's still missing.
Well, you know, priorities.
Yeah, I know. 10-year-old priorities.
Well, right.
I want those Pokemon. So, and now at this point, we have good old Jesse and James.
Yeah, and they are basically they're scheming on a way they're scheming on a way to get into that village.
Yes, that Ash and Misty know nothing about as of yet.
Right. So it was kind of an out of context moment because as a viewer, again, you kind of have to put yourself so you're like, what village? Because all we had for context as a viewer was as they were walking across the bridge, Ash goes, I'll bet you there's Bulbasaur all over this place.
Yep.
And apparently it's nowhere on any kind of map or anything. So
Because
apparently Ash knows something that we or maps don't, which is weird, but again, can't spend too much time on this shit.
yeah, you can't think too much. It's a kid show.
Right.
So, and at this point, it seems like it's probably been about an hour or two because Misty and Ash are now sitting comfortably inside of this net. And here comes good old Brock looking dry as a whistle and just lets them loose.
Cuts him down, and you know, obviously it hurts because you're falling from a sign. Well, not a sig. Well, yeah, I would say a significant distance. And I mean, you can see that Ash and Misty are hurt, but you know, Pikachu's knocked for a loop. And then that's when we're introduced to this Pokemon sanctuary kind of deal. And
And he also says that he was rescued by this girl.
then that's when we got the flashback of him floating down the river and this woman, I'm saying woman, but I'm not confident, picking him out of the river, which again, I maintain my fact that had all three of them been floating,
One of them would have been gone.
at least one of them.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, we're kind of introduced to this sanctuary. It's not a Pokemon Center.
No,
She,
but
and,
it's a nice place where Pokemon come to recoup after being injured out in the wild.
right, and she makes clear that she's not a doctor. She likes to tend to po she's a hippie, is what she is.
Actually, she is.
That was my first thought. Like I'm sitting here, and I just out loud again to the dog and nobody else. I hippie. And you know, I just moved on with the episode. And Brock is smitten with this woman.
Yes.
Or let's see.
Kind of.
I'm gonna say woman, but again, I'm not confident because I had to remind myself. I was like, Brock's 15,
He
right?
is. So Brock is 15, and we don't know how old this girl is, but I mean, well, we can't really call her just girl. Her name is what? Melanie, right?
Melanie. I was going to say, okay. She did have a name.
Yes. So Melanie, I don't know. I couldn't really say without doing too much digging. I don't think Melanie has an age, but she has to be older.
She has to at least be. I mean, she has to at least be Brock's age. And that's where I'm saying, just so I'm comfortable with proceedings. because Brock's kind of a dick here. Not specifically right here, but a little bit later on. I'm trying to track where I am in the episode.
No problem.
I paused it.
So where I am in the episode, they're back at this Pokemon. Oh,
okay. I know. That's where so he is a dick right here. Because after they kind of get introduced to the rigmarole of the center, something is said to the point where, like, Brock loves, like, helping Pokemon. And Misty has this crack of, I bet you that's not the only thing Brock loves around here. And he fucking goes, redder than a goddamn tomato. And at first I thought, is he fucking choking her? But he's got, like, his hand around her mouth. Which isn't any better, but.
But Misty cracks this joke just a few times, and Brock is just basically telling her, "Will you shut up?"
Like, I might have a good thing going, but I've only known her for a half an hour. Shut up.
She saved my life. I'm indebted to her.
Fair point. I didn't think of that. So then we cut to Team Rocket. On the same bridge.
Yes.
Which is not repaired miraculously from Ash and Co's adventures. So, and the other side of the bridge snaps.
And then they all fall. And that's what Ash, Misty, and Brock should have had at the beginning of the episode.
Right, but they're the protagonists, so they're okay.
But we do get some man on woman violence.
Yes, for once. Yes, this is where Brock really goes off the fucking deep end. Because Misty won't let up with this whole, you know, you're in love with her thing. He punches her twice in the top of the head.
And Misty.
She's got this dumb look on her face. And he just whap bam twice.
just this big old I don't give a fuck, you're gonna shut up, and just whacks her. I mean, at least he's not like punching her like square in the face, but he's that's a pretty hard fist.
Like, what do you want?
So it's just funny because Misty how did she not get enough the first time when she got the big noogie in the head?
Yeah, you popped me once. Well, I might keep pushing, but
you are infamous for it, because you'll take, if your line is good enough, you'll take those two punches.
Hey, sometimes you gotta if it's good enough, I'll sacrifice. But yeah, so then we cut to Team Rocket basically having no luck at all
because they keep falling into holes. But hold that thought, because it's Ash got in a dig at Misty for once. So, Brock was talking about how there's a bunch of different traps, like holes and nets and stuff around the area. And he says that, or Brock says, yeah, there's a lot of holes just dug in the ground to stop people from trying to come over here that are over in the area. And Ash goes, yeah, you'll have to be pretty dumb to fall into one of those, knowing damn well Misty dropped into one of them as they were trying to find Brock.
Yeah, so Misty just isn't having a good couple of minutes here.
This is let's get all the digs in on Misty that she's been getting in on us the past few episodes.
So, well, yeah, that's basically what it was. So after we got through with Team Rocket's, you know, montage of hitting every damn trap that's been laid out.
Yeah, they went in the hole, they got in the net. They just had no luck.
Yeah, so these traps, apparently she had a bunch of these traps because it was, I don't know if it's been revealed and I just grazed over it because I was trying to move along or if it hasn't been revealed yet, but Melanie set these traps.
Yes, she did. She does it to in her head to protect the Pokemon that are around.
Right. Because one of the things that was said, I think, after Brock punched Misty the second time, was that Brock agreed on the group's behalf that nobody would catch any Pokemon here.
Yeah, which is a dick move, Brock, because I don't care. I mean, Pokemon are Pokemon. If one of them wants to come with me, I'm going to catch it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand his idea, you know, kind of where he's coming from, but you know, don't make that agreement for two other people that, you know, weren't there. You know, Brock doesn't speak for the group. He's only been with them, I guess
a month now.
Yeah, basically, but still. So then we're back at the sanctuary, and Misty is having a heart to heart with the Oddish from earlier.
Yeah. She really wants this Oddish.
She does want the Oddish, but I think more than anything, she wanted the Oddish to understand she meant no ill will. But it's like, from Misty's perspective, this is a wild Oddish.
Yeah.
So it's not like she said, I'm going to take this Oddish and I'm going to pluck its leaves off or whatever the fuck. She just wanted to catch it.
She gets all emotional, and Oddish takes his or her leaf, because I'm not sure what it is, but takes its leaf and puts it under Misty's eye to tear away the eye. So, I mean, wow, to wipe the eye from the tear. Man, I need to get better before we do our second run.
And then Ash comes in, says some one-liner that wasn't necessary, and then Bulbasaur fucking tackles him.
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't tackle him. Tackles Misty.
Oh, because, right. I thought Ash was standing in front of Bulbasaur in that scene.
Yeah, so Ash comes over to talk to Misty, and Bulbasaur sees Oddish talking to Misty and remembers that Misty tried to catch it just minutes prior, or about an hour prior, and comes over and just headbutts and tackles the mess out of Misty's butt, just having her fly. And Ash, this must be a gag on Misty episode, because Ash is just having all the fun, just like getting all the lines in on Misty.
But so Ash, you know, he's frustrated with the Bulbasaur, obviously, from earlier. And then, you know, from Ash's perspective, this Bulbasaur just took Misty out unprovoked. So he's about, I don't know what he was about to do, but Melanie had to step in and been like, look, Bulbasaur's took it upon himself to
protect these Pokemon.
Yeah, basically be the bodyguard here. And he's not a fan of trainers in general, you know, like full stop. Because you could see Bulbasaur was trying to, you know, move Ash out, which, you know, wasn't going to work. And then Team Rocket shows up.
Yeah. But you did it no justice, though, Doug. So when Bulbasaur actually tried to move Ash out, Bulbasaur literally put his head on Ash's leg, trying to literally push him away, like to get him to go away, because he does not trust any other trainer besides Melanie.
And see, this is where I'm sitting here. If I'm Bulbasaur, Fuck, bite him.
I don't think Melanie would stand for that, though.
Well, maybe not, but it would be a hell of a lot more effective than just pushing him with your forehead.
Now, you see me, that would have been bad for me, because even though I wouldn't mean to, my initial thing to do, if I get bit, like I used to walk for basically a living for the company I work for, and I've gotten bit by a dog before, and my initial reaction is to fucking kick the son of a bitch, even though I don't want to, but to get it off me, I kick. So that Bulbasaur would have gone flying, and me and Bulbasaur wouldn't have been friends.
Well, yeah, but it's Ash, so Ash would have taken a bump.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Team Rocket pops up with this goddamn floating stadium.
Yeah. Which, basically, I don't know how they get all this money, but they do.
It would have been, this would have been nice if we got a, if we would have got a scene to them getting this shit together. Because in past episodes, we've gotten scenes for them grabbing materials.
Yeah, and why were they just walking over the bridge if they had this?
Yes, exactly.
But,
logic.
But, they dropped the big ship, and out comes this scrawny little vacuum, which I guess has enough power to basically eat up everything that's over there.
Yeah, it was gonna suck up all of the Pokemon. And
wouldn't you have thought this with this big ass ship that the suction thing would have been a little bigger? Like, just looking at this?
Well, apparently what it looks like is deceiving, because it's about ready to suck up this whole sanctuary.
Oh, true.
Almost house and all. I mean, thankfully the house did. If the house would have moved, I would have fucking, I'd have quit. I just said I couldn't make it through. I got about 10 minutes in. I couldn't make it any further. It was too dumb. I moved on. So everybody is in the little hut except for Bulbasaur and Oddish. Bulbasaur has Oddish and its vines strapped to its bulb, and he's having trouble working against the suction. And Ash kind of comes out and does a teamwork push back to the hut. And that's when you can kind of see Bulbasaur go, all right, maybe this motherfucker's not too bad.
Yeah. And Bulbasaur, he's helping Bulbasaur, because Bulbasaur just rescued Oddish, because Oddish was the only Pokemon that was light enough that actually almost got taken away within all of these Pokemon that are over here healing.
Which is kind of pathetic. So maybe you're right about the suction power of this vacuum. unless the others were just that quick to get in that hut, but I don't know.
I don't know. Kid show.
So once they're back in, Bulbasaur gets on the roof. And you're right, this is weak sauce, because he vine whips the hose twice, and the hose goes fucking akimbo.
Yeah, he vine whips it, and then Ash runs outside going, you're not going to have all the fun, because I like battling Team Rocket, and sends out Pidgeotto. Pidgeot.
Yeah.
Pidgeotto.
Yeah. And kicks up Whirlwind, and with the force of the suction causes a tornado.
Logic in this episode is ridiculous.
Right.
You just had this big suction thing basically almost tearing down the damn house, and Pidgeotto comes in with a freaking gust attack, and whirlwind attack, creates a tornado and sends Team Rocket just flying out.
Right. And wow. And that's them dealt with.
Yes.
You know, goddamn. 6.5 minutes left in the episode. They're gone. They're done. Although the last two minutes is PokéRap. So really, you know, 4.5, but whatever.
So at this point, Melanie is thanking everyone for coming and for saving the Pokemon. She also does not want anybody to know about the healing center because she doesn't want any poachers to come over there.
Right.
And at this point, Bulbasaur seems to have taken a liking to Ash, but actually has, I guess, some moral to say, yes, I like you and I want to go with you, but I'm not going to just go with you. I want to battle you for you to show me respect, basically.
So I had an issue with this, and I'll explain to you why.
Why?
Okay, and we understand, because we've basically been with this Bulbasaur for, I don't know, let's say 11 minutes at this point.
Okay.
We understand that this Bulbasaur is a fighter.
Yes.
And judging by the Pokédex entry, they are notoriously difficult to capture, you know, so they already kind of have an existing fighting spirit.
Yes.
And like you said, this Bulbasaur has kind of turned a corner on Ash. But this Bulbasaur's rationale is, I'm not going to go with you. I want you to kick my ass.
And then I'll go with you.
And then I'll go with you. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Well, okay, I actually got this a little backwards. So, I mean, yeah, Bulbasaur is willing on going with Ash, but Melanie was the one that offered him up.
Well, this is true. Melanie's like, well, Bulbasaur was here to protect, but, you know, this village is too small. The bulb on his back isn't going to be able to grow. He needs to go out and experience the world. And
to
I
become
think,
stronger.
Right. And I think Bulbasaur would be a fantastic traveling partner.
And Ash was like, boy, would he? And he gets all happy.
I mean, thank God those jeans aren't too tight. But yeah, I just. And I prefer what happens here with Bulbasaur to what happens with Squirtle a couple episodes from now. What happens with Squirtle is a total, like, throw your hands up moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, honor of the warrior and all that, Ash agrees to the battle. Pikachu and Bulbasaur basically run into each other for a couple minutes. Bulbasaur throws out Vine Whip. It's when Misty has the goddamn line of the episode in the middle of the goddamn battle. After we've seen what Vine Whip can do, Misty, as Pikachu's in a Vine Whip burrito, basically, Misty goes, Vine Whip is Bulbasaur's special move.
Hey, you almost turned the episode off.
I would have, yeah, I could have quit there if we weren't already basically at the finish line.
But it was at this point, freaking Pikachu sends off a really nasty thunder shock because he doesn't know Thunderbolt yet. But he sent off a thunder shock. And how weak does this Bulbasaur have to be, who is a grass Pokemon, to get just fried by this one thunder shock?
Now, yeah, well, see, and that's the other thing. And this is where we could sit here, because it's like, okay. And again, we know this Bulbasaur in particular is a fighter and a protector and all that. But Melanie kind of tipped her hand, because she's like, this Bulbasaur hasn't been able to grow because this place is too small. So maybe by virtue of only being the, for lack of a better term, the guard dog of the sanctuary, maybe Bulbasaur is not all that experienced with bat, because we know that it doesn't like trainers.
No.
So that would stand to reason that it doesn't seek out conflict, which would mean that it's not battling on a regular basis.
So
maybe at this particular moment, the Bulbasaur's bark is bigger than its bite.
Yeah. And I think so, because all it took was one thunder shock. You get the classic shot of Bulbasaur with his vine whip out and then just gets fried. Ash takes his Pokeball, throws it over at the Bulbasaur. And I had a problem with this part too. They did the Pokeball really have to go to bloop, 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 bloop? Like Bulbasaur was knocked out.
Yeah. Like that's kind of, it's like, that's assumed. But, you know, I guess you can't be changing up the animation this soon.
But Ash then goes, we did it. We caught a Bulbasaur and does his little peace sign.
Didn't have a problem with this as much as I thought I did when I first watched it. Because I didn't remember the battle offhand. And I was like, what the hell are they going to do for 4 minutes? And I was like, oh, right.
So.
And then they're getting ready to leave. And then Brock basically offers to stay with Melanie. So,
but you know, she doesn't really allow it.
And, you know, Brock's kind of crestfallen. And, you know, they walk off. And this is kind of a weird moment that I did track. At this particular instance, Bulbasaur is not in a Pokeball.
No, he's not. He's out walking. Ash has a thing about letting his Pokemon just roam.
Which, you know, is fair. You know, especially, you know, from the Pokemon's perspective, they fucking see Pikachu riding on his goddamn backpack.
Yeah. So,
you know,
for all these Pokemon know, Pikachu is just a wild Pikachu that just happened to just jump on Ash's back, and Ash doesn't know he's there.
Ash has treats in his pocket.
That's why they get attacked by all these Pokemon.
Right.
But that brings us to the end of the episode.
Well, Misty got one more dig in. Talking about what did Melanie say when you told her you loved her? And he does the thing again where I swear to God he was choking her.
And then it was the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good episode, Doug.
Good, better than I remembered. Not that I thought it was bad. I didn't remember how much they packed into that 20 minutes.
So, all right. Well, this was the end of the trilogy that we have going on for these next couple weeks, everybody.
Well, no, it was the beginning of the trilogy. The end would be the Squirtle.
You know what I mean. No. This is the end of the first episode of the trilogy, everybody.
I literally thought you were going to say this is the end of the beginning, and I was going to say.
Yeah, this is the end of the beginning of the trilogy, everybody.
Christ.
So, all right. So, I don't really have much else to go when it comes to this episode. Do you have any other last minute ties before we head off into the sunset for this week?
No, this one was really good. You know, a lot of character development. Ash wasn't an asshole. So that's always a plus.
Yep.
I mean, like you said, this is the beginning of a really important three episodes.
You're about to
stretch.
Say it too.
Shut up.
You're about to say it.
you don't know nothing about nothing. This was the beginning of a very important three episode stretch. That's really gonna flesh out Ash's team.
You want to know a fun fact right before we end this episode?
I would love nothing more.
Bulbasaur and Squirtle, still to where I'm at in the episodes right now, have yet to evolve. Just so you know.
Yeah. I was thinking about that when they were talking about Bulbasaur's bulb on his back growing. I was like, okay, so that's how he evolves.
Yep.
But yeah.
I know. Food for thought.
Well, and, you know, I don't want to get too far into, you know, not only the next episode, but a good far bit down the line. But there's a, there's some circumstances why a certain Pokemon evolves, which I would imagine wouldn't be normal.
Yeah.
But again, that's not only spoilers for the next episode, but that's a good chunk down.
Yeah, it is.
So, that's as good as place as any to end it.
All right. Well, say goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And everybody, this is Wrestling Chris G, thanking all of you for listening to this episode. And make sure to tune in next week for part two of the trilogy, Charmander, the Stray Pokemon. Or, as it's translated in Japanese, the Stray Pokemon Hitokage. I think that's how you say it. But other than that, have a good night, everybody. See you next week.